The Syracuse Parks Department is taking action this summer to try to stem the loss of ash trees to an invasive beetle. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, arborists will soon be injecting trees with a chemical to kill the emerald ash borer.
The goal is to kill the emerald ash borer larvae before they hatch inside the ash trees and kill them from the inside out.
The plugs go on the bottom, so they stay at the base. Okay. So yeah, we're not anywhere up here. It's all in here. And what's nice, though, is that the chemical stays in the tree. It's not out here. It's not, you know, around anybody. It's in the tree. So it's very safe.
Lori Brocklebank is one of the arborists that will spend a month this summer injecting 1,000 ash trees along city streets. With big rubber gloves on, she drills a small hole in the tree and injects a few milliliters of insecticide. The emerald ash borer began its deluge of ash trees in Michigan at the beginning of the century. The tiny beetles have slowly made their way east since then. Ash make up 5% of all trees along Syracuse city streets. They've been in danger since the invasive beetle was discovered in the county last summer. Some are already infected, and city arborist Steve Harris says hundreds have been removed, and a few hundred more will be felled this year.
We're not trying to stop the infestation. That's not possible. But we're trying to preserve our healthy ash trees in the landscape as long as is appropriate based on its health.
Harris says the chemical treatment will last 2 to 3 years at about $80 a pop. That's a fraction of the $800 cost to remove and replace a tree. New ash trees will not be replanted. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.